20 hours or whatever, 36 hours. And it wasn't as brutal.
No, I didn't get any, like, it's on there, yeah. I'll just kind of disappear here about me. Okay, yeah. Hi. Hi. Bailey Jeffries. We're going to go ahead and get started. We've got a full agenda here, and it looks to be very exciting. So my name is Dr. Brian Dodge. I am at the Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University, and I'm very excited to be moderating this panel today with cultural considerations to reducing HIV among diverse communities of men who have sex with men. We have five speakers. They'll each have 15 minutes, and we'll save hopefully about 15 minutes for questions at the end. And I'll be introducing each of them individually before they give their talks. Before we start, though, I just wanted to make a quick announcement, and I'll probably make it at the end, too, because there may be different people in the room by that time. But the HIV/AIDS section, who's hosting this session, we're having our social and awards ceremony tomorrow, which is Tuesday, October 28th, from 8 to 10 p.m. That's here in the San Diego Convention Center, room 31B, really close by. Please join us, bring friends. It's going to be a really nice event. So on that note, I'm happy to introduce Amanda Horowitz, who's a project director at the Center for Addictions Research and Services at Boston University School of Social Work, and she's going to speak to us today on sexual identity and healthcare provider use in men who have sex with men. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So yes, my name is Amanda Horowitz, and in addition to my role as project director at the Center for Addictions Research and Services at the Boston University School of Social Work, I'm also a student. I just got my MSW in May, and I'm finishing my MPH also at BU. We'll finish that in about a year. This is the second time I've been to APHA and only the first time I'm presenting. I am pleased to have the opportunity to present today the following paper, Sexual Identity and Healthcare Provider Use Among Men Who Have Sex with Men. Dr. Joseph Marigi, the lead author on this paper, had hoped to be here but was unable to attend, so I got the opportunity to present to you today. In a nutshell, this study was looking at whether there is an association between reported sexual identity and having a healthcare provider that is seen on a regular basis among men who have sex with men. Our key finding was that men who identify as heterosexual, men who have sex with men identifying as heterosexual, are significantly less likely to have a healthcare provider that they see regularly as compared to men who identify as homosexual or bisexual. Now the details. So the disclosure slide that's required. I do not have any relationships to disclose as your presenter today. I also need to acknowledge that funding for this study was provided by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, Center for Substance Abuse Treatment. The authors would also like to thank the staff of the Men's Health Project at Tapestry Health. Without their dedication and their wonderful work, this research could not have been possible. As mentioned, we were interested and the association between self-reported sexual identity and seeing a healthcare provider on a regular basis among men who have sex with men. So why are we interested in this? Often when we hear the term health disparities these days, we think about racial and ethnic disparities. And in fact, research has shown that the U.S. healthcare delivery system has been regarded by some members of racial and ethnic minority groups as untrustworthy, discriminatory, and marginalizing. These perceptions are supported by large-scale empirical investigations documenting how a substantial number of people of color experience discrimination while receiving healthcare services. We now know that in addition to these racial and ethnic disparities, research is showing that discrimination in response to one's sexual identity and HIV status present additional barriers to healthcare utilization. For instance, a statewide survey in California found that non-gay identified men who have sex with men were more likely to report a compromised health status compared to heterosexual, gay, or bisexual males. The emerging body of literature on healthcare service use among gay, lesbian, and bisexual and transgender individuals indicates that gay men tend to be more frequent users of the healthcare system than their heterosexual male counterparts. Access to and utilization of primary healthcare services is central to maintaining overall physical well-being. In this field especially, we know that there are a number of factors that contribute to an individual's likelihood of accessing healthcare services. We know that if you're older, you're more likely to access healthcare services. We know that if you are white, and certainly if you have health insurance, you're more likely to access healthcare services. We know that if you are HIV positive or have a substance abuse problem, you are more likely. And we also know that if you have a social support system that you can rely on, you're also more likely to access healthcare services. And as I've mentioned, we also know that gay men are more likely than their heterosexual counterparts to access healthcare services. Tapestry Health, a community-based organization located in Western Massachusetts, provided the sample for this study. For 35 years, Tapestry has delivered reproductive health care and HIV counseling and testing to all those who live in Western Massachusetts with a focus on low-income and marginalized populations. Tapestry's Men's Health Project provides outreach, education, and HIV counseling and testing. And born out of Tapestry's Men's Health Project, SAMHSA funding facilitated the creation of the Among Men for Men Project, or AMFM program. The AMFM program allowed for the addition of mental health substance abuse services, prevention case management, and coordinated medical intervention. The overall goal of the AMFM project was to reduce the incidence of HIV, sexually transmitted infections, and hepatitis A, B, and C among men who have sex with men, specifically African American and Latino men who have sex with men. As a framework for understanding different influencing factors that affect healthcare utilization, our study used Anderson and Newman's behavioral model of health service use. This model provides an important conceptual framework for identifying societal, health systems, and individual factors that either facilitate or hamper service utilization. We focus specifically in our study on individual factors, and these are composed of predisposing characteristics, enabling characteristics, and need factors. For the purposes of our statistical modeling, we identified age, education, gender identification, sexual identity, drug use, and race ethnicity as predisposing characteristics, employment, health insurance, and social support as enabling resources, and general health status and HIV status as need factors. Our methods. An exploratory research design was used to assess the factors associated with seeing a healthcare provider on a regular basis. Data were gathered from a sample of 257 adult, self-identified men who have sex with men who participated in in-person interviews between 2003 and 2007 in Western Massachusetts. Outreach workers from Tapestry Health were enlisted as the study interviewers because of their knowledge of and access to the MSM community in this region. Our measure, our questionnaire, the items that assessed age, race, and ethnic identity, education, employment, drug use behavior, and health status were taken from the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment Government Performance and Results Act website. Measures such as HIV status, sexual identity, sexual risk behavior, health services utilization, and social support were measured through an outcome evaluation questionnaire created by the evaluation team at Boston University's Center for Addictions Research and Services. The social support variable specifically was measured through the Medical Outcome Study, or MOS survey. This survey is comprised of 19 items in four domains plus one additional item. Together, these provide the overall social support score. The beginning question is, how often is each of the following kinds of social support available to you if you need it? Examples are, someone you can count on to listen to when you need to talk, someone to confide in, someone who shows you love and affection, and so on. In summary, for our quantitative analysis, again looking at healthcare provider use on a regular basis, I've listed again the independent variables here, and our dependent variable assessed by the question, do you have a healthcare provider that you see regularly? Some characteristics about our client population. In our sample, all the respondents were 18 years or older, the majority of whom were in their mid-30s. With regard to sexual identity, close to 17% of the men identified as heterosexual, about 57% as homosexual, and 26.5% identified as bisexual. In separate questions about racial and ethnic characteristics, to which the respondents could choose multiple answers, we found that 18.5% stated they were African American, close to 15%, 50% were Hispanic, and 37.4% identified as white. I have additional client characteristics listed in the tables and some handouts if you're interested to pick up afterward. Our analyses. Bivariate analyses using one-way ANOVAs and chi-square tests were conducted to examine group differences between the samples of men who had a healthcare provider regularly compared to those who did not. Variables significant at the bivariate level were considered for multivariate modeling. Logistic regression analysis was used to explore the association between sexual identity, identifying as heterosexual, homosexual, or bisexual, and seeing a healthcare provider on a regular basis after controlling for several factors. Our results at the bivariate level. About one-third of heterosexually identified men reported that they had a healthcare provider compared to two-thirds of homosexually and bisexually identified men. Latino men were less likely to have a healthcare provider compared to white men. And as expected, men with health insurance were much more likely to have a healthcare provider that they saw regularly compared to men without health insurance. In addition, 85% of men who were living with HIV had a healthcare provider compared to close to 60% of those who had tested negative for HIV. With respect to drug use, both men who had used marijuana in the past 30 days as well as men who had used any legal drugs in the past 30 days were less likely to have a regular healthcare provider than those who did not report using these drugs. And last, men who scored higher on a social support scale were more likely to have a healthcare provider than those with low scores with social support. Now on to the logistic regression. This model was developed to include independent variables significantly associated with having a healthcare provider on a regular basis significant at the bivariate level. After controlling for race, ethnicity, age, education, employment, health insurance status, use of illegal drugs, level of social support, and HIV status, this model identified four significant factors associated with having a healthcare provider who is seen regularly. The first and most significant of these factors was sexual identity. Having had sex with men and identifying as heterosexual, as compared to identifying as homosexual or bisexual, was associated with a 60% lower likelihood of having a healthcare provider seen regularly. The second factor identified through the regression analysis was health insurance. Those men who had health insurance were more than 10 times more likely to have a healthcare provider that they see regularly. The third factor, illegal drug use. Men who used illegal drugs in the past 30 days were 54% less likely to have a healthcare provider seen regularly. And last, the social support. The higher the men scored on the social support scale, the more likely they were to have a healthcare provider that they saw regularly. So what does this tell us? Our study highlights the importance of knowing an MSM's perceived sexual identity when testing health service use models. Heterosexually identified men who have sex with men in this study are at similar risk of being exposed to sexually transmitted infections as the gay and bisexually identified men who have sex with men. However, their lower level of healthcare use seems to mirror that of heterosexual men. Therefore, infrequent health service use among MSM who identify as heterosexual may place them and their sexual partners at increased risk for sexual transmitted infections, including HIV. Understanding how one's sexual identity influences health-seeking behaviors, especially for heterosexually identified MSM, will provide critical information that can enhance the delivery of healthcare and psychosocial services for sexual minorities. In addition, these services need to address the potential barriers to care for men who have sex with men of color who may feel stigmatized by the healthcare community because of their sexual behavior. In the public health community, we have known for some time of the strong association between having health insurance and accessing healthcare services. The strength of the relationship in our statistical model demonstrates very, very clearly the contribution that insurance plays in accessing medical care for the men who have sex with men in our sample. This finding has particular salience for unmarried MSM, as well as the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities, because both same-sex and different-sex unmarried couples are 2 to 3 times less likely to have access to employer-sponsored health insurance compared to married couples, lower levels of health insurance, less access to care. In our study, men who have sex with men who reported having a high level of social support were more likely to have a healthcare provider than those with low levels of social support. This finding is in line with much of the literature that indicates how people with strong social networks are more likely to access services. For MSM who experience discrimination, forming these social networks may be more difficult. And this can potentially limit awareness of the specialized health services that are available for this community. Potential limitations of this study. With regard to the cross-sectional research design, the data in this study cannot explain the social processes or change, especially with regard to insurance status, social support, or drug use. As for the region, this study was conducted in one geographic area in the United States and also in one geographic area of the state of Massachusetts. This may reflect more conservative views about sexuality in small urban and rural communities, as well as the relative ease of access to healthcare providers in this area. Finally, participants could have inferred different meanings for the term regularly when asked about their healthcare provider use, as well as the type of provider that we were asking about in that question. Further investigations should provide more specific criteria about regular use and healthcare provider. Is it a doctor, nurse practitioner, etc.? In conclusion, so the key study finding that men who have sex with men who identify as heterosexual are less likely to have a healthcare provider they see regularly then MSM, who identify as gay or bisexual, underscores the need to develop public health, community-based efforts that target non-gay identified men who otherwise would avoid health services for fear of stigmatization. More focused efforts are needed to train healthcare professionals with regard to the unique needs of sexual minorities. Having a healthcare workforce that is more culturally competent and sensitive to the needs of LGBT and MSM communities will be an important step in improving the overall quality of care provided to these populations. It is also suggested that future research using ethnographic methods is needed to explicate the reasons heterosexually identified MSM are less likely to seek primary healthcare services and to understand better the association between social support and accessing healthcare services. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Amanda. I think I speak for all of us.